Welcome to podtech.net for a special Seagate podcast with the CEO of Seagate, Bill Watkins. Welcome to the podcast.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Reporting your fourth quarter and end of year results and kick butt year, record earnings by all measures. You had some little accounting adjustments because of the huge success with the Maxtor acquisition. What is the big story here from your perspective?
I think if you look at it on a year-to-year basis, whether it's units, revenue, earnings, we grew over 20%. And I think that's a number that any high-tech company would be very proud of. Obviously, with the acquisition of Maxtor and our ability to get it through the legislation or the regulatory practices much sooner, we're able to bring in that the acquisition and start the restructuring in this quarter, which did change our overall GAAP earnings. But again, we're very happy about the process that we're making. We're well ahead of our schedule.
Your company machinery that you built here is very efficient. You're generating a lot of cash. You generated over $1 billion in operating cash from the acquisition. Obviously, the Maxtor thing is going way ahead of schedule. Talk a little bit about that whole Maxtor impact.
I think as we have stated before, we believe this with the acquisition of Maxtor, it really allows us to put together a combined company that gives us the scale and the size that we need to compete. Besides the obvious retail addition to our retail marketing and sales plan, and we think the Maxtor products are outstanding there and why you'll still see that Maxtor brand, the infusion of the engineering teams, the manufacturing the capabilities, again, and we think it positions us well for the future growth that's in store for us.
So the Maxtor acquisition was done in May. Just a few months ago was significant. But the record revenue, the revenue of $9.2 billion, net income of $840 million, up from $7.5 billion and net income of $700 million. It's pretty significant. How did you do that? We're in a competitive marketplace. Obviously, the demand's there, but there's price pressures. How does that?
I think you see in the growth, and not just for Seagate, but for the overall industry, a tremendous growth in storage. And that storage is coming from as people move from this sort of analog world to digital world. So where we're seeing outstanding growth is in those places, DVRs, where people are putting content, digitalizing content, whether it's videos or music content. It's all being digitalized and all needs a storage device to enable it. And so as more and more people take content and move it from a content provider to a distributor to your hand to your home to your car, et cetera, all the enabling devices is a storage device that allows that content to be moved. So in those places, whether it's nearline storage, whether it's in the enterprise market segment of that distribution of content, whether it's handheld space, whether it's in the home, desktop, and the apparatuses for viewing DVRs, et cetera, more and more consumers are eating up more and more in storage and looking at content, and we're getting the benefit.
And the key, too, is operational. We talked last podcast we did on podtech.net about your operational savvy. Obviously, it's really hard to operate this kind of scale. You got to generate the cash in an evolving market. Yeah, what's the key?
Well, obviously, our ability to create cash is one of the great things about our model, and you can see it. Obviously, we have dividends. We're confident enough to put out a reoccurring dividend. If you look at an announcement that we're making today, is that we've authorized a $2.5 billion stock buyback, which shows that we are able to generate enough cash in order to really return this to our stockholders in a very efficient way. I think one of the great strengths of Seagate is our broad customer base, our broad product breadth that allows us to look at markets and whether it's desktop, whether it's consumer, whether it's handheld, whether it's mobile, whether it's gaming, whether it's enterprise, and our ability to serve all those markets with a platform strategy and a very much a platform manufacturing allows us not only to be the greatest technology, the largest technology provider, but we have the broadest use of our technology through all those markets.
Generating a ton of cash, buying back stocks, a lot of confidence, got a nice swagger going into the future next year. You've introduced a bunch of new products, great product leadership, great operational execution. Talk about the outlook. Everyone talks about in the old days, enterprises, more data, more storage. But, we're on the boom of user-generated content, MySpace, new generation of devices. This is just massive explosion. Talk about, that trend. And a lot of people don't understand that. Talk a little further about the impact of that.
As again, more and more content gets digitalized and it's distributed digitally, again, the enabling device is a storage device. And obviously, being the leader in storage, we're going to take the biggest benefit of that. We see continued growth as we look forward to this year in every one of those markets. I personally believe every TV set in the world is going to have a DVR on it, around it, on top of it, near it. I eventually believe that every car will eventually have a hard drive or storage device in it. So again, we see more and more people putting in storage as more and more the application sets of moving content digitally, and we think we'll take the benefit. As we look forward to the following year, we see obviously new products that are going to address new addressable markets. The whole handheld video, 1.8-inch drives, we haven't had a product for that market. And that's exploding, whether it's a video iPod or other handheld video devices. Again, all using 1.8 drive, and we believe that's a tremendous market that's growing fast that we haven't had a product, and we're going to be able to access that in the coming months. We continue to make penetration in cameras. We continue to look at the phone industry as a real vehicle to put a hard drive in. It's a total explosion of moving content digitally, and we think we're going to be a big player now.
Talk about the growth in shipments real quick, and then summarize in your view the overall health if you were kind of looking at over the next year.
Well, again, I think when we look at shipments, whether we've increased shipments across the board, whether it's in desktop, whether it's in consumer, whether it's in gaming, whether it's in enterprise. And so, again, I think we've seen very healthy in excess of 20%. But, again, we're really more motivated on profit. I think that you have to be concerned about profit. And so, again, we tend to focus much more on profit. And a 20% increase in earnings is the real number that we're really driving ourselves to as a company. Shipping a lot of 80 gigabytes for no profit doesn't interest us. And we have said that really from the beginning. And so as we go forward, we think that, you know, the main drivers are still there. People are continuing to put their content and digitize it. The internet continues to be a way of people of providing content and keeps generating more and more content. Application set continue to be developed in the hand, whether it's video application sets for the hand, whether it's music or combination therefore gaming assets. Just in the gaming business alone, for a long time we've always had the Xbox. Now we've got PlayStation rolling out the new PlayStation there, and they are totally committed to a hard drive SKU. So again, we see more and more application set continue to use and need high capacity storage. And so again, I think when we look at the major drivers for our business, content on DVRs, content in your notebook, content on your desktop, content on your hand, all being digitalized, all being moved around, utilized with a storage device. We're very bullish, and we think the future of hard drives will continue this sort of 10 to 20% growth that we've been seeing for the last couple of years.
Final question. What are you expecting? How do you think it's going to go?
Right now, I think the whole tech environment is being looked at by a lot of the large macro issues that will come and go. I mean, fundamentally, we're very excited about our prospects. Again, we as a company, we don't look at this. We don't really care what the price is on August 24th, but it's more important, what does the stock price look like a year from now? We're focused on long-term value or long-term return for our stockholders. And I think there'll be people on the call on the street that understand that, and there are people that are playing a much short-term view. But when we look at demand drivers for storage content, they're still there. When we look at the efficiencies that we're generating from our product leadership and the combination of MaxStore and our company, they are there, and we feel that we'll fulfill those. As we look on a year-to-year basis going forward for the next year, we believe we're going to make in excess of $1.2 billion in operating profit, which will be another $200 million over the previous year, which, again, we think are just phenomenal numbers in this environment for any high-tech company to have. We feel pretty confident about what's going on and excited about the future.
Bill Watkins, CEO of Seagate, reporting the fiscal fourth quarter, year-end results for 2006.